Welcome to this Pirate Radio Masterclass. In this lesson, we're going to do two things that separate a kick that hits from a kick that feels like jungle. 1. We're going to add weight without just turning it up and destroying headroom. 2. We're going to humanize the kick so it breathes with the break, instead of sitting there like a gridlocked sample pack demo. We're working in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level, and we'll be thinking in the arrangement view the whole time, not just an 8-bar loop, because an old-school DNB. The groove is the groove, but the arrangement is what sells the myth that Pirate Radio, dubbed from Wax Energy, where things subtly evolve every 4 bars. All right, let's set the session like a jungle tune. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 172. If you want a classic roll, park it at 168 BPM. Keep it in 4/4, but mentally treat it like break culture. The break is the boss of the swing. Now create a few tracks, a MIDI track called Kick Weight, a MIDI track called Kick Click, a break track, audio or drum rack, either is fine. A bass track for later, even if it's just a placeholder, because the low-end relationship matters. Then select both kick tracks and group them into a kicks bus. The whole philosophy today is a two-kick system. The weight layer is mono, low-passed behavior, consistent and stable. Think underkick, the anchor. The click layer is mid-attack and character. It's the part that helps the kick read through a busy break and cheap playback systems. That's where the Pirate Radio bite lies. And a big mindset shift. We're not trying to make a modern EDM kick that dominates the whole track. Jungle kicks often sound slightly dirty, slightly alive, and they work, because the break and the kick layers share the job. Next, pick your samples and don't fight them. For the weight kick sample, you're looking for a clean fundamental somewhere around 45 to 65 Hz. A tail that's short or at least controllable, and not too much boxy mid-range. If it already sounds like a cardboard thump, you'll end up ecking it to death. For the click kick sample, you want attack and definition in the 2 to 5k range. It can beat a break kick, a vinyl kick, even something rimish as long as it gives you that little tick that helps the pattern speak. Fast Ableton method. Put a drum rack on each kick track and drop a single kick sample onto one pad. That gives you MIDI control, velocity control, and consistent triggering in the arrangement. Now let's build the weight kick chain. Thick, but controlled. On kick weight. First device, EQ8. If your CPU can handle it, turn on oversampling. High pass at about 25 to 30 Hz with a steep slope, 24 dB per octave. This isn't a make it thin move, it's a remove useless sub rumble move. You want sub that translates, not sub that eats headroom. If the kick needs a little more body, do a gentle bell boost around 50 to 60 Hz, maybe 1.5 to 3 dB, with a wide-ish Q, something like 0.7 to 1.2. Then deal with mud. If it's boxy, dip 180 to 300 Hz by maybe 2 to 5 dB with a moderate Q, around 1 to 1.5. This is the zone that makes a kick feel like it's trapped in a small room. Next device, saturator. This is where jungle weight often comes from, not volume. Harmonics. Try soft sine or analog clip. Start around 3 dB of drive, and explore up to 6 if it stays clean. Turn on soft clip. Then do the boring but essential part. Match the output so it's not just louder. You're listening for density, not a volume trick. Optional device, compressor, if your weight layer is inconsistent. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds, so you don't crush the transient. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the strongest hits. This is just to make it reliable. Last device on the weight layer, utility. Make it mono. Widths to 0%. Sub-information drifting wide is one of those sounds cool solo, sounds weak in the track problems. Cool. That's the anchor. Now the click kick chain. It cuts through breaks, but it stays out of the low end. On kick click. First, EQ8. High pass it at around 90 to 130 Hz. Steep slope, 24 dB per octave. The whole point is, the click layer does not get to own the sub. If both layers have sub, you get phase mess and the low end gets smaller, not bigger. If you need a little more definition, add a small boost around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, 1 to 3 dB. If it's harsh or spitty, dip around 5 to 8 kHz by 2 to 4 dB. Next, drum bus. This is the classic Ableton thwack box. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%, crunch it 0 to 10%, and go easy, because jungle can get fizzy fast and suddenly your kick sounds like tearing paper. Turn boom off at first. You already made a weight layer. Don't double down before you've even listened in context. Adjust damp so it doesn't fizz. And use the transients control, maybe +5 up to +20, if you need the click to speak. Optional, Redux for Pirate Radio Grit. Think of it like seasoning, not a main ingredient. Bit reduction around 10 to 12 bits. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Mix about 10 to 30%. Now group behavior. Go to your Kix bus. First, EQ 8 for cleanup. If there's still some fog, do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 HC. If the whole thing is too crispy, maybe a gentle high shelf down 1 to 2 dB above 8 to 10 kHz. Keep it subtle. We're not mastering, we're shaping identity. Then add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on. And you only want 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. This is not about flattening. It's about making the two layers feel like one instrument. Now, before we program, here's a coach note that saves a lot of frustration. Decide who owns the transient. In jungle, the break often has plenty of snap. So if your click layer is fighting the break's transient, don't just EQ harder forever. Choose a leader. If the break is the transient leader, your click layer becomes more like texture and presence. Shorter, quieter, more mid-focused. If your kick layers are the transient leader, then you'll tame the break a bit, especially in the low band, so it stops flaming against your layered kick. We'll come back to separation tricks later. For now, let's program an authentic pattern. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on both kick tracks, and start with a simple 2-step foundation. Kick on beat 1. Then the second kick lands on the end of 2. In Ableton's grid, that's around 1.2.3, depending on your grid settings. And yes, depending on your break, you might feel it wants to sit a tiny bit before or after, where the grid says, that's the whole point of today. Now add an occasional ghost kick. Put a quiet hit near the end of the bar, around the last 16th, think 1.4.4-ish, but only every 2 or 4 bars to start. Ghosts are spices too. If you put them everywhere, nothing feels special. At this stage, make sure your MIDI notes are identical on both kick tracks. You want the layers to behave like one kick before you start making them dance differently. Now we humanize. Controlled imperfection, not sloppy. We're going to use the Groove Pool, because it's one of the most jungle without trying tools in live. Grab a break loop you like. Amen-ish. Think break. Whatever fits your vibe. Right-click the clip and choose Extract Groove. Open the Groove Pool and apply that groove to your kick MIDI clip. Starting values. Timing around 15 to 35%. Start at 22. Velocity 5 to 15%. Random 2 to 8%. Keep pace at default unless the whole thing feels late. Now pro move. Apply the same groove to your break and your kicks for unity, but use less timing amount on the kick. The break can swing harder. The kick needs to stay anchored so the sub doesn't feel like it's stumbling. Next, manual micro timing. This is where it stops sounding like a preset and starts sounding like intent. Rule of thumb. Only one or two notes per bar get special treatment. Pick a drag note and a push note. Keep your main downbeat kick on the grid. That's your anchor. Take the offbeat kick, the one on the end of 2, and nudge it late by about 3 to 8 milliseconds. That little drag creates roll. It can instantly make the pattern feel like it's leaning back into the break. Then take the ghost kick and sometimes nudge it early by 2 to 5 milliseconds. That adds urgency, like a drummer's foot getting excited. If you want an easy global push-pull without touching individual notes, use track delay. For example, set kick click delay to minus 3 milliseconds, so the click transient arrives slightly earlier, and keep kick weight at 0 so the subs remain stable. Or flip it for a heavier laid-back feel. Set click to plus 2 to 6 milliseconds so the transient sits behind the sub. Try both and listen in context. Now velocity shaping, because jungle groove is as much dynamics as timing. Main kicks, velocity around 100 to 120. Secondary kicks, 85 to 105. Ghost kicks, 35 to 65. And here's the key. Keep the weight layer more consistent. Let the click layer vary more. So on kick weight, select all notes and compress the velocity range. You want it dependable. On kick click, widen the velocity range and add a touch of randomness. If you find that velocity changes don't sound like they're doing anything, that's usually because saturation and drum bus are compressing the dynamics. In that case, back off the drive a little, or make sure your sampler is actually responding to velocity to volume so the humanize has something to grab. Quick extra technical check that matters more than people admit. Phase alignment between the layers. If the combined kick sounds smaller than either layer solo, you've got timing or phase cancellation. Loop a single kick hit, and nudge one layer by tiny amounts. Even 5 to 20 samples can change everything. Choose the setting that gives the biggest, most solid hit. Then check it in mono with utility width at 0. Now let's talk arrangement, because we're in arrangement view for a reason. Kick weight and humanize isn't just sound design. It's how you introduce energy over 16 or 32 bars like classic jungle. Intro, drop, variation, turn up. Every 4 bars, something happens. Here's a 16-bar drop blueprint you can lay straight onto the timeline. Bars 1 to 4. Weight kick only or keep the click layer very low. The break can be filtered or simplified. Bass is present but not full. This is where the listener locks onto the foundation. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in the click layer gradually. Think 1 to 2 dB over those 4 bars, not suddenly on like a switch. Add ghost kicks every 2 bars. Bars 9 to 12. Variation. Remove one kick hit in bar 10 or bar 12. A strategic hole. Old school tunes do this a lot. You let the break speak and it creates movement without adding anything. Bars 13 to 16. Turn up. Increase the groove timing amount on the click layer slightly, like 22% up to 28, so the feel gets more animated without the subs wobbling around. Add a short kick fill into bar 17, maybe 2 16ths, but keep the weight layer clean. If you do the fill mostly with click and keep sub stable, it reads hype without low-end chaos.